Today's episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets is going to be short and sweet. And by the end of it, I'm going to tell you that you should give me money. But I'm a marketer and a salesperson. And so what else should you expect, right? Well, let's talk about how to improve your marketing copy in 1 hour or less.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So I just wrapped up a copy review with someone. She is an up-and-coming star in direct response, and I'm saying this because so far, in the little bit of time that I've been connected with her, I have seen her do testimonials, or I've seen her talked about as success stories for two other marketers in the space. So she's done some stuff with me. I have not yet shared a testimonial from her, but she's done stuff with these other people. They shared a testimonial. Done stuff with this other person. He shared a testimonial, and you know, I see this over and over again. I see people who are just aggressively investing in themselves, and it sounds self-serving for me to say this, but I see people who are aggressively investing in themselves and their education and their growth as marketers, as copywriters, as entrepreneurs. I see those people succeeding fastest, and again, like, it's self-serving for me to say, oh, you should, like, you know, do coaching with me or do copy reviews with me or do all these other things with me, and you're going to be more successful as a copywriter or as a marketer or as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. But the reality is, like, I've seen this over and over again, and I've heard the same pattern observed by other people who are in the business, who say the people who invest in coaching, who are constantly, like, really proactively growing themselves, including investing in themselves, those tend to be the people who find success the fastest. Like, it's not a one-for-one thing. Like, it's not a rule that as soon as you give me money, you're going to be successful. And I would be doing you a dramatic disservice if I told you that that was the only factor involved. But I do see it happen over and over again that the people who are doing all the right things, including investing in themselves, get ahead the fastest. But that's a little bit of a tangent here as I get to the main topic, which is how to improve your marketing copy in 1 hour or less. So again, I was doing a copy review with this copywriter, and she writes great copy. She's off to a fiery start as a successful copywriter, like fire in the best possible way. Like, and as far as I know, she's been in copywriting for maybe a year, maybe 2 years, like not very long. And she's fairly young, and she's already working with these clients all around the world. She does not live in the US. She's, I believe English is her second language. But you know, very proficient at writing in English. She's working with US-based clients and not limited by her geography. In general, just she's been very successful as a copywriter. And I did a copy review with her. And what ended up happening over the course of the copy review is I made a bunch of recommendations. And I sat down and I said, well, like, this, you know, maybe this is not the language of your market. Okay, this is a place where you can beef up your selling message. Oh, if you move this around to here, you might be more likely to get higher engagement early, which is going to pull through. Here's some rewording that I suggest. Here's, you know, some ideas about how to present your FAQ. And I just went through, and line by line, I'm giving her feedback on the copy. And this is what I do in my copy reviews. I actually spend an hour reviewing the copy before we ever get on the line. And then I spend an hour on the line, like on a Zoom call, and I break down all of my comments and I explain what I would recommend. And this is something where I think it's safe to say, like, I don't like to name drop that much. I say as set up for name dropping, but for example, Perry Marshall keeps coming back to me over and over again. And I have reviewed copy for most of his big offers for the last few years. He sends them to me before he sends them out. And all these other people have done copy reviews with me. People whose name you wouldn't recognize, people whose names you might know. And they come to me, review their copy. In 1 hour, they figure out all sorts of opportunities to make the copy work better. And the other thing that I do, like as part of the copy review process, is I don't see it as providing the value to just give you a bunch of edits and say, change this, change this, change this, change this. I always say why. I say why I'm making those edits. I say, like, this is the thinking behind it. And what that does is it gives a lifetime of experience in terms of, or a lifetime of benefit in terms of the experience of going through the copy review, because you're learning all those little tweaks that are going to make your copy better, going to make your copy perform better, going to get you bigger response, not just now, but in the future, if you learn the lesson, apply it, apply it, apply it. And oftentimes for me, like going back through my entire career in marketing and direct response, going back to 2005 and since 2009 or so, working with really heavy duty direct response companies almost exclusively, like it's something where every time that I've gotten my copy reviewed by somebody who was, you know, a few steps ahead of me or a lot of steps ahead of me. I mean, I've had billion-dollar copywriters review my copy. And the little lessons that you learn, and even just one copy review, can really stick with you and give you a lens through which to review your own copy going forward and make you a much better copywriter. And, you know, whether you're writing copy for clients or yourself, this is huge. It's huge to be able to get that type of feedback. And a lot of copywriters don't do it, or you have to work on side, like on their copywriting teams. But for whatever reason, this is a service that I've continued to provide. And I get a lot of value out of it. And I know that the people who go through it with me end up getting a lot of value out of it. And most people come back and say, hey, this performed way better than the expectations, or this boosted our response or whatever. And it comes down to that 1 hour conversation that we have, like send that copy to me ahead of time. I review it. We have this conversation, gives you an opportunity to edit your copy and, you know, either to test them head to head or just to use the edited version, whatever. But it's something where without that outside perspective, and even better without that outside experience perspective, you don't necessarily have the same opportunities to improve your copy in the same way. And so whether you do it through me, and I'll include a link with this episode for my copy review service, or whether you do it through somebody else, having your copy reviewed by somebody who has experience in direct response, who knows what generates results, it can be huge. It can be tremendous. And so I strongly recommend that you do that. And that's the secret to improving your marketing copy in 1 hour or less. The one thing that I will say is, even beyond that, if you already have a successful funnel that you are spending a significant amount of traffic to, I would recommend that you reach out to me through like the Work with Roy page. The link is in the description here. And we can talk about some additional type of coaching that could help you dramatically boost the earnings per click, the cart value, the conversion rate in your funnel, where it's way beyond just a 1 hour copy review. And, for the right clients, there may be an opportunity to spend a lot more time with your marketing and show you how to increase your results in a much bigger way. So that's another thing. I don't necessarily put that out there a lot, but if you're interested in that, you can certainly find a way to get a hold of me. I would love it if you would let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found this recommendation and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and even when I'm just reminding you that you need to invest in yourself and invest in your growth, and copy reviews are a great way to do that for any copy that you write. I hope that I've delivered 10 out of 10 value with that recommendation, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.